This is called The 12 or More Days of the Christmas Time Election Dispute, with the understanding that the use of the term Christmas is intended as a generic reference to the holiday period as commonly understood, and not as representing an excessive entanglement with any particular religious group or ceremony. On the first day of Christmas, the term days being construed liberally to include the concept of stages, and thus not necessarily limited to actual 24-hour time periods, Ralph Nader gave to me an uncertain presidency. On the second day of Christmas, Palm Beach gave to me, having designed a ballot not in accordance with state electoral law, two abortive hand recounts and an uncertain presidency. On the third day of Christmas, Catherine Harris gave to me an order to stop on the grounds that I could not complete all 12 verses by the federally imposed deadline of December 12. On appeal, that order was vacated as an abuse of discretion, but the court directed me to proceed to day or stage 12 nonetheless.
Okay, proceed. Proceed by all means. Let's just get all the days. We don't have time for all this. Let's just get all the days.
All right, moving to day 12. On the 12th day of Christmas, that being yesterday, the Florida Supreme Court gave to me a controversial ruling, many gripers griping, spin doctors spinning, nine Supremes awaiting, eight judges counting, several greens a-gloating, one Tom delaying, five kinds of Chad.
Oh, five kinds of Chad. Okay.
Thank you. I thank you. A four-judge majority, three in dissent, two presidents-elect, and an uncertain presidency.
And it rhymes to boot.
Well, it's not bad for an attorney. I should say that the foregoing is not intended as a forecast of election results or an endorsement of any particular candidate here.